The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, hey, what's up? Guess what? Super, super exciting news. I have resurrected my other podcast, Build Your Tribe. Are you excited? Did I just hear crickets? Nah, come on now. I know you're excited. Well, especially those of you who really dig on the social media episodes, the business training, understanding how to start your own thing, figuring out how to start your own thing, knowing what step is first, trying to figure out how you build your own thing while you're working at your J-O-B, all of those pieces, the stuff that you loved about Build Your Tribe, right? Well, guess what? It's back and it's better than ever, in my never to be humble opinion. So go check it out. If you have formally subscribed, I would suggest you go back. Check out the new version of Build Your Tribe. It's in the business category of iTunes. It's a new format. It's totally dope. It's short, it's sweet, and it's all about building your future, building your list, making an impact on the world, creating something really cool, having extra income, like all of those things that everybody should be thinking about. But now I've created a podcast where people can ask their specific questions. I give you my answers. I think you're going to love it. Can I ask you a favor? Could you please head on back to iTunes? Make sure you are subscribed to Build Your Tribe. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think about the new format.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Yeah, so today's episode is about dieting, and it's diet advice. But I really have to be honest with you and tell you, I don't diet. As a matter of fact, when I first signed with Beachbody for my infomercial deal, right? Like, so I had this huge book of testimonials of people whose stories and their photos I had saved and collected from emails from around the country, around the globe. And they were the letters and emails and photos that instructors were sending to me to kind of like praise or brag or to just show me what one of their students had done. And they were these amazing transformations, just like massive weight loss, right? Like people had lost 125 pounds. Now, they weren't doing that in like 3 months or something. They were doing that with my program, Turbo Kick. And so that was part of the reason why there was so much excitement and so much interest from infomercial companies about my program was, in fact, because I had all of these ready-made testimonials. Like, it was proven. It worked. And people were doing it. And they'd been doing it for years. And they hadn't just maintained their weight loss. They'd continued to lose weight. So here I am sitting in the offices of the Beachbody nutritionists and their experts there, and they asked me to kind of go over the diet that I had people following to lose this kind of weight on Turbo Kick. And I sat there, I just felt like really embarrassed because I'm like, I don't have a diet that I'm giving anyone. And they just like, you know, like ears kind of on a dog when they hear a high-pitched noise, like, I'm like, no, I really, these people, I don't even know them. I haven't given them any diet recommendations. These are just people who have lost the weight because they changed their lives. They changed the way they eat. I assume, I really don't know. I just know that they attribute their success to Turbo Kick, which is really cool. But, you know, obviously, they've also needed to change their diet regimen. And so they kind of looked at me dumbfounded and were like, well, what's your diet? You know, do you have a particular diet that you do when you get ready for videos and things? I'm like, no, maybe I should. But my own history with dieting is this. I grew up in a household where, number one, my mom has an amazing body image, right? Like, she never, ever put herself down, never, never talked about other women's bodies or I need to lose weight or anything like that. So moms, especially out there, listen to that. I have a really strong body image. I feel good about myself, maybe probably better than I should. I don't know, but I do. And that's because I got that from my mom. I got that from a mama. However, both sides of my family, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins, they were forever on a diet. And everyone was always talking about diets and the latest diet and the shrimp diet and the cabbage soup diet and the this diet and the Weight Watchers diet and the liquid diet, all these diets, right? But yet I would always see that they were miserable with their bodies and always talking about gaining and losing weight. And, you know, while I never heard my mom talking about weight loss or being overweight or anything like that, I always felt like she was sometimes trying one of those diets because a cousin or an aunt was doing it. But the association I created for myself, you know, we all have these little messages we pick up as children. But the message I picked up was like, if you go on a diet, it makes you miserable and fat. That's what I thought. I didn't think that dieting was something you did to be fit and healthy and thin, because I didn't have that experience. Everyone I knew who was dieting was, you know, either off a diet or on a diet, you know, super happy because they were losing weight or super bummed out because they were off their diet and now had gained their weight. So I had a really negative perception of dieting. It was like something I just felt like if you ever did that, that would be the end, right? So that's part of the reason why I never dieted. I just turned to exercise and trying to eat right. And I honestly, maybe there's when I look back at some of the exercise videos that I've done, and I don't know if you know this little factoid, but I am in the Guinness Book of World Records for having done the most exercise videos, many of which are so incredibly embarrassing that you could pull one up and I would pay you not to show it to me. Like, so embarrassing. And I've watched some of those old videos like by force and thought to myself, man, maybe I should have done some dieting. Wow, I was thinking I was in good shape, huh? But I honestly, I have no regrets. I like my life. I like food. I like having control over my life and not feeling like I'm addicted to food or that I'm a good person or a bad person or that people accept me or don't accept me based on my body or my weight or my body fat level. And I really feel so fortunate that I can say that that has never controlled me, never. Yet an estimated 45 million Americans will go on a diet this year, and they'll spend $33 billion in the pursuit of weight loss. So, like, to ignore the topic of diet seems silly. And of course, as you know, in doing consumer projects, you have to attach a diet to it. As much as I didn't want to have to create a diet, I had to. I had to learn a lot about it. I had to figure out like what gave people quick results. I had to kind of get over that because people are going to diet. So all I could do was try to give people what I thought was a great jump start. But forever and ever and ever, my message has been, don't go on a diet, have a diet. And that's what I want to share with you in this program. I want to give you some insights about dieting so that you can have success. And for some of you, I want to help you break that addiction. It's an addiction. An addiction to dieting, an addiction that really sets you up to fail. Like, you feel good when you're on a diet, you feel good when you start to lose weight, but ultimately, if it's not something that hasn't become part of your life, something you're going to do every day for the rest of your life, it's a temporary thing, which means you will go off it at some point. And then like 98% of people who go off a diet gain the weight and even more of it back in between 3 to 5 years. What? Yeah, so that's like setting yourself up for failure. I mean, statistically speaking, it's likely you're listening to this right now and you're either on a diet, just got off a diet, or you're searching and thinking about your next diet. So that's why I just thought it was really important to talk to you about this. I mean, just about all diets work. They work for certain people for a certain length of time and in achieving a certain outcome, but not necessarily long-term. Today, I want to give you the foundation for diet success, not dieting success, diet success. The steps that will help you achieve your short-term and long-term goals, regardless of the type of diet you choose. Okay, but first, before I do that, I want to talk to you about what it means to be on a diet and why I don't like people going on diets, why I'm going to urge you to have a diet. When you go on a diet, what happens is it makes eating, well, two things. It makes eating stressful and it rewards you, or it kind of trains you to believe that you can't do this on your own. You don't make good decisions. You don't know how to portion out your food. And And some of that is true. You know, I mean, we do get into some bad habits. And so I'm a fan of diets that kind of like retrain your existing good habits. But what I don't like about diets is that you tend to blame yourself when they don't work. And almost all of them work for a period of time, and then eventually they don't work. And so then you feel really bad about yourself. And what that does is it lowers a person's self-esteem. You know how this goes. If you are a yo-yo dieter, you feel great when you lose the weight, and then you get excited about the, you know, compliments and people saying, oh, are you losing weight? And you feel great about seeing the scale move. And then it stops moving. And then you start getting more and more restrictive. And then as you get more and more restrictive, you see fewer and fewer results. And then your self-esteem starts to plummet. And then you start to have this, like, I don't know, negative thought process about, like, well, gosh, I'm going the extra mile and I'm not losing weight, so I must be a bad person. And then you start just obsessing about foods you can and cannot eat. You feel as though you just can't trust yourself around food, and you can't trust yourself unless you're on a diet. So you endlessly are thinking about your next diet, what diet you're on, or that you're a bad person, or that you're not acceptable or lovable, or that people think you're fat, or you feel fat because you've failed at yet another diet plan. My other major concern with diets is that most of them focus on the scale, right? And they put very little emphasis on body fat. And I get it. Almost everyone has a scale in their bathroom. That makes sense. Not most of us have access to really great body fat testing. And of course, the gold standard of body fat testing that's most affordable for most people is to do dunk testing. Now, in almost every single major city, there is the availability to go have your body fat efficiently and effectively tested using body fat testing where you're dunked underwater. It's not nearly as terrible as it sounds. Basically, you're just in a bathtub and you blow out all of the air from your lungs. You hold your breath for a couple of seconds. You lay down in the bathtub. They measure your body fat. Someone taps you on the shoulder. It's literally like seconds. And then you get up, and you don't have to do it naked. You can have a bathing suit on or whatever you want. But the problem with the calipers that most personal trainers are using is that they're garbage. The calipers are garbage. And then the person administering the body fat testing, it can vary, like, oh my gosh, I've had people have their body fat tested by two people on the same day and had their body fat vary as much as 10%. Hello, talk about bad mood. I mean, you're going to be in a pretty bad mood if a couple of hours later, your body fat is up 10% simply because the person who was measuring you didn't know what they're doing. So I get it. I understand why we use weight as our measure for success. But you know, I don't know how many times you've heard it. It's your clothes. That's the best way. If you can't body fat, you know, by putting on a certain pair of jeans or a certain dress, you know if you've gained body fat. The other thing I just have to say, and I know it's going to seem super hypocritical because, I mean, I guess you could put me in the health and fitness and diet category, right? I mean, certainly almost every program I've ever created comes with a diet plan. It comes with a diet plan because that's what people demand. It's also because the exercise is only a very small fraction of the change that happens in your body, right? Transformation comes when you change the way you eat and the way you move, your exercise. But the smallest part of that is the exercise. The biggest component is your diet. Nonetheless, I mean, the diet industry needs you to fail. We need you to go on another diet, to buy another latest gizmo, gimmick, whatever it is, because that's how the diet industry perpetuates itself. But I just want to put it out there. I don't want you to go on a diet ever, never, never, ever. I mean, the only time you should ever go on a diet, honestly, is if you just need something to get you out of your slump. Like, then I'm okay with it, right? Like, if you're just like, gosh, I just need something to get me motivated to change my habits permanently. Well, then I'm cool with it. But just make me this promise. You ready? Promise me you will never go on a diet that you wouldn't consider living and eating that way, or at least pretty close to that way, for the rest of your life. You know, like, our diets are going to change over time. But if you start on something and you're like, well, I know obviously I can't go more than a couple of weeks on this crazy, ridiculous diet, then don't do it. That's stupid. It's just dumb. You're just going to make yourself feel bad and you're going to gain the weight back. And it's just a big fat waste. No pun intended. It's a big waste of time. Pick a diet where you're like, okay, I could eat this way for the rest of my life. I have to get in the habit of it. I have to learn to love these foods, but I could and I enjoy them and I look forward to it. I just need to develop some new habits. Healthier foods. I want to crave these foods and I want to get to a place where I'm no longer craving foods that are, you know, hurting me from a health standpoint or quote unquote bad foods. So if that's the case, if that's the standard by which you are looking at adopting a new way of eating, well, then I'm cool with you going on a diet. But if it's something temporary to help you drop weight fast, just know that statistically speaking, 98% of you will put the weight back on and you'll feel worse about yourself. And it's just a no-win situation. Excuse me, Shaleen. This is kind of odd. Hashtag awkward. Interrupting myself, that is. But I have to interrupt my own program to let you know, in case you don't already, that I resurrected my other podcast, Build Your Tribe. If you're using social media to build your business, if you're trying to figure out how to start a business, if you have no clue on where to start or how to take your business to the next level, whether that's an online business or a business where you actually have customers coming into your store, it doesn't matter. You, my friend, are missing out if you're not subscribed and a regular listener to Build Your Tribe. Build Your Tribe can be found in the business category on iTunes Podcast or on Stitcher. It is really exclusively devoted to you. It's your questions. I give you the answers, everything I know, the good, the bad, the ugly, but the honest about building your business. Please be sure to subscribe. And if you don't mind, if you love it, let me know by leaving me a review in iTunes or just leave me a message. Go to ShaleenJohnson.com/AskShaleen. There you can leave me your questions and you can let me know what you think about the newly resurrected Build Your Tribe. That's all. Okay, back to me, which is kind of weird to say. Awesome. I hope you will get a chance to check out Build Your Tribe. If you want me to send you a link to it, all you have to do is text BYT to this phone number, 949-565-4337. Again, that number is 949-565-4337. And I'll just send you a quick text message with the link to Build Your Tribe, just so you can double check and make sure you're subscribed. Okay, back to the dieting situation. So the other reason why I wanted to do this show is because I have a lot of experts that I bring on the show who talk about their diet. And I just want to be perfectly clear because I've had experts on here where I think to myself, ain't no way in hell I could live like that. I mean, some of the regimens that these people live by, totally cool for them, but like, ain't going to work for me, right? But nonetheless, they're working for people as a lifestyle. And what I will continue to do is bring to you people on this show who are experts, who have found a way to eat, a way of eating, a diet plan that's worked for them for life, that they love, that they enjoy, that solved a problem. But that is not to say that I 100% agree with it. I just want you to have access, exposure to all these different things so you can try it on. You can see, like, is this something I could do for life? I mean, so many people have written in and said, oh my gosh, intermittent fasting has changed my life. I'm done dieting. This is something I can do the rest of my life. People have asked me to have experts on to talk about flexible dieting, which is a way of eating without really going on a diet. You've asked to hear from paleo experts, people who are gluten-free, like my friend Natalie Jill Fitness. And I know that sometimes it feels overwhelming and confusing. And so you're like, what is the holy grail of all diets? What is the diet that will solve all my problems? And the answer to that is there is no holy grail. There is only something that works for you. And something that works for someone else might be a total bust for you. You hate it. It feels restrictive. You don't like it. It doesn't fit in with your lifestyle. So the answer to that question is, you've got to pay attention to what works for you and stop worrying about everybody else. There is no one size fits all. This works for everyone. There just isn't. And if you've listened to enough of the episodes on The Shaleen Show, you realize I've had lots of different experts on here, all of whom eat a little differently all of whom have adopted their way of eating as a way of life. And they live by it, they swear by it, but they're all a little different. I mean, I've had experts on here who are like, fruit is making you fat. And I've also had experts on here who are like, I live on fruit and I'm super ripped. So, I mean, here's the deal. If it sounds interesting, if you hear the explanation of the way this person eats and you think to yourself, I could look forward to that. I could live like that. That sounds interesting. Well, then give it a try. Give it a real try. Give it a sincere try, but make it a lifestyle. I don't want you to approach anything as something short term, something that's going to provide you with very quick, fast, overnight weight loss. It's just never going to work. Your diet should be about health and fitness and feeling good, not just looking good. And until you get yourself to a point where you're exercising for you, right? Because let's face it, exercise really does help, not just the burning of calories, the mindset. Dude, until you get to that place where exercise, you understand that it's not the physical benefits, it's the mental benefits, then you just don't get it. Exercise is the key to eating healthy, not because of the calories you lose. Like, yes, that is a byproduct of exercise, but it's really about what it does to your mindset. Exercise is not the enemy. It is not a punishment. And as long as you think of exercising as something you have to do or something you need to do or something you must do, you just haven't got to that place yet. And it's changing the way you feel about exercise. As long as you think of it that way, you'll always be fighting your body. You cannot love your body and also hate exercise. I just don't think you can. It's my opinion. It's my show. And so, you know what? I get to say. And that's what I'm going to tell you. I just don't believe you can love your body and hate exercise. Now, notice I didn't say not be able to exercise, because there's plenty of lovely, beautiful individuals out there who have come to love their body, yet for some medical reason or an accident or a birth defect or disability, they're not able to exercise. That's different from hating exercise. Not until you love what your body can do for you can you truly say you love your body. Exercise is a treat. Exercise is something I do because I honor the gift that God has given me. I feel that it is a gift from God that I have the ability to move, to sweat, to exercise, to get my heart rate up, to be creative, to express myself. That is a gift from God, and it can be taken away in a moment's notice. So if you're not honoring that, if you're not really seeing exercise as a gift, something that you can do that's a treat, that's special for you, that makes you better, it's a way that you reward yourself, it's going to be very difficult for you to win this battle. You know why? Because it's not a battle. You're fighting an enemy that's really your friend. Exercise is your friend. Food is your friend. These aren't things we're supposed to battle. And until you learn to see exercise and food that way, you will continue to battle this imaginary enemy. This enemy is not your foe. Your body loves you. That sounds so corny. Oh my gosh. I don't know how else to say it though, because it is loving and kind, and it's healthy to appreciate your health and your body and what it can do. And when you do that, you take care of yourself. And if you're not going to do that for you, you should be doing that for the people who do love you. And I'm not talking about like taking a moderate walk for 15 minutes two times a week. No, cut it out, y'all. I'm talking about exercising, pushing yourself. You know, not killing yourself, but pushing yourself, like seeing what you're capable of. So how do you know if you've become a dieter, someone who's addicted to dieting? Well, you can start by just asking your friends, because they know. And FYI, it's super annoying. It is so annoying, a capital A with an exclamation mark at the end, to be around a dieter, because they become like ex-smokers, right? Like the diet that they're currently on is the best, the one that's going to save everybody's lives. It's the one that's just amazing and miraculous. And then you feel shamed to be with them. Even if they have like, 200 pounds to lose, you still feel like they're shaming you because you're not eating their particular special way of eating. It's always something new. if your friends aren't willing to tell you, then just answer the following questions. You know if you've become addicted to dieting, if it's kind of like all you want to talk about. Not only it's the only thing you want to talk about, you're obsessing about it. You're always thinking about your next meal and how you're going to prep things and if you're doing things right, and you just become preoccupied with the rules and what's good and what's bad and what you ate and what you didn't eat and what you get to eat when you're done. And you just have a very difficult time being in situations that put you in a position where you don't have control over, oh no, your diet. You know, and even if everybody else is eating healthy, you're just not certain if it's exactly on your diet. So you tend to feel like you can't trust yourself to just eat fewer calories or a smaller portion or ask for the sauce to be on the side. It's like you don't trust yourself. So you have this special diet that you're completely focused on, and it tends to make other people really uncomfortable. You also know you're addicted to dieting if the moment you get off a diet, you feel tremendously anxious. Like you're not sure what you should eat next, or if what you just ate is going to ruin everything. And you often eat your forbidden foods kind of like first. And the second you do, you feel bad, not just physically, but mentally. So then you start to beat yourself up like, oh no, I've been eating all these quote bad foods or foods that were considered a sin on your last diet. So you start to feel so terrible that you feel this strong urge to either go back on that diet or to find a new one. You also know that you're addicted to dieting if you haven't been able to lose the weight and keep it off permanently. So if you're forever gaining and losing, gaining and losing, gaining and losing, my friend, you have become a yo-yo dieter. You're addicted to dieting. And it doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. So what's really going on? Well, I can tell you, I've been at this game. I've been in this business teaching people how to accept themselves, to live their best life, to love themselves, to exercise, not just because of the weight loss, but because of all the many benefits it has for our creativity, our desire to choose healthy foods. I can tell you this, most addictions, whether it's undereating, anorexia, bulimia, overeating, or just being addicted to dieting, all of those things have nothing to do with your body. Very little to do with your body and very little to do with weight or food. It has to do with you, how you feel about yourself, whether you believe you're worthy of love and acceptance, or if you feel as though you have no control over your world or the environment that you grew up in or the environment that you're in currently. So you try to control it by restricting calories, restricting food, binging on food, and then as a treat for yourself, and then purging, because that makes you feel like you're in control, which is such an out of control behavior. Or constantly going on diet so you can continually prove to yourself, look, I can control myself, and I can't trust myself when I'm not on a diet because I'm not good enough. I'm not like everybody else, so I always have to be on a diet. Or maybe you were the victim of abuse, and your body is something that feels shameful to you. And so you want to make yourself so unattractive that you're going to overeat and overindulge, and you're going to self-prophesize that little voice inside your head that says, I'm unattractive and unlovable. And you're going to say, and I'm going to prove that little voice right by eating myself into that state so that no one could ever look at me or find me lovable or be sexually attracted to me. I'm just going to overeat to the point where no one would ever be attracted to me. No one will ever look at me. I can hide behind my weight. Then I won't have to love or trust anyone because no one will approach me. Whatever it is, undereating, overeating, or just being addicted to dieting, just not loving yourself, I need you to know this. You are lovable. You can get help. You don't have to live this way. I have hundreds of letters from men and women who've been able to reverse this, who freed themselves from this torturous state of being. You don't have to live this way, but you do have to take a courageous first step. You have to get help. You have to go online. You have to do a Google search, and you have to find an expert. And listen to me very closely. The first expert might not be the best. keep trying. You deserve to live a life free from these thoughts. A life where you love yourself, where you're at peace with food and you love exercising because it's a treat and you love your body and you love the way you look and you love the way you feel and you can actually live your life without this preoccupation. But it's so much easier when you allow yourself to receive the help of someone else, an expert, someone who specializes in whatever it is you're suffering from. Whether it's body dysmorphia or anorexia or bulimia or overeating, or you just have hatred towards your body and food. Do some research. I ask you today to just go online and do a Google search. Look for someone in your area who specializes in treating people with eating disorders or disordered eating or overeating. Whatever it is, type in the term, type it in Google. You'll find someone whose expertise is helping you heal. You, my friend, are freaking awesome. I don't care what size you are. I don't care if you're a size 2 or a size 42. You are the bomb.com. Don't ever forget it. I flippin' love you. But I need you to do this. I need you to believe in yourself as much as I believe in you. All right, that's all for today. Sorry to get so serious there at the end, but you know, I love you. I mean it. And until we have a chance to spend some time together again, I need you to know you are the bomb.com.